I am a Broncos fan.
I'm a Broncos fan.
I am a Broncos fan.
I'm a Broncos fan.
Fanfare is back. They'll be there. Will you? The 4th Annual Denver Broncos Fan Fair, June 3rd and 4th at Invesco Field at Mile High. 2 days of autographs, pictures, games, and more with all the Broncos players, coaches, and cheerleaders right in the heart of Broncos country. Get your tickets today through Ticketmaster or the Invesco Field box office.
How is it after a couple of weeks now being in the system?
It's been good. I mean, 7-on-7, I mean, that's going really well. Obviously, we're doing a little bit of team stuff now. So everything's picking up. You got the big guys in front of you. So it changes the complexion of the game a little bit.
How does this week feel versus a couple weeks ago, though?
A lot more comfortable, but in the same breath, I mean, we're in team, so everything's speeding up. I mean, you don't have that comfort level you do in 7-on-7. You've got to get rid of the ball and find your reads and find a hole to throw it in. So, I mean, we're playing football now.
Does it feel a little more like football?
Definitely does. I mean, haven't played in a little while, but I mean, it's starting to come back and getting more comfortable. And sometime next week, I'll probably be a little bit more comfortable and going into training camp.
Mike said they've given you the whole book. Is it kind of overwhelming to look at everything that you have to learn?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to break it up. I mean, you can't really take the whole thing in at one time. I mean, the stuff that we're going over with and what stuff we haven't gone over with, I don't even look at it. I mean, I'm just concentrating on what we're going to do from day to day and trying to look ahead a little bit. But it's a lot of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of details. I mean, I think that's one thing I'm starting to learn from college to the NFL is just the details, the amount of stuff that you have to know as a quarterback. I mean, every little thing. So it's been fun, though.
How much time per day do you have to allot to studying the playbook and studying tape right now?
I mean, we're here from 7 o'clock watching film. I mean, I'll be here till probably 3:30, 4 o'clock. So after that, I go home, and I got to take a little break, get away from it. And then me and I room with Tony, so me and Tony, we'll go through things for a couple hours each night. But, I mean, it's kind of nice now because the first 2 weeks we went through pretty much everything, and then this week we came back to day one and we're going through it again, so we have a lot better idea and things to expect this week. So it's been a little bit overwhelming, but we're working at it.
Last week you said you're going to get a chance to go get to know the city and get around a little bit, look for places. Did you get around the city a little bit?
Yeah, we have. I mean, been downtown a little bit. We're going to go to the Rockies game tonight. So we've been around, looked around. Tony's looked at a few houses. I'm going to start the process. So, I mean, I've loved it so far. It's been really nice. Everyone's been very nice, saying hello, welcoming to the city. So it's been really enjoyable.
At the same time, have they also told you or how aware are you? I mean, being a quarterback in the NFL is one thing, but
yeah,
obviously
here it's a little different. Yeah, he set the standard high, obviously. And I mean, the first night we went out, and I mean, it's people coming up and saying hi. We hadn't been here for 3 or 4 days, so it's a little bit of a change. You could tell that they take football seriously. They know football, and they know the players and what they're going to do. So I mean, like we talked about last time, you always got to be aware. You got to be a little bit. Always on your toes out there because everyone's watching. You got to do the right thing.
You learn that quarterbacks kind of under a microscope in this town too. That no matter what he does, people are good and bad.
Yeah,
always watching.
Good and bad. Yeah, no matter what happens. Hopefully, a lot more good than bad here. Adele.
See ya.